UN Environment Chief Forced to Resign for Racking Up Too Many Air Miles. By James Dellingpole on November 22, 2018. The head of the United Nations Environment Programme, UNEP, has been forced to resign after building up an obscene carbon footprint. Former Norwegian diplomat turned green UN boss Erik Solheim racked up so many air miles at such enormous expense that disgusted donor nations had started to withhold funds. According to The Guardian. The Guardian understands Solheim was asked to resign by the UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. Sources at the UN Environment Programme, UNEP, said that countries unhappy with Solheim's conduct were holding back tens of millions of dollars, threatening a financial crisis at the body. A draft internal UN audit leaked to The Guardian in September found Solheim had spent almost $500,000, £390,000, on air travel and hotels in just 22 months, and was away 80% of the time. The audit said this was a reputation risk for an organization dedicated to fighting climate change. A UN staff union leader called some of the revelations mind-blowing and a prominent climate scientist accused Solheim of obscene CO2 hypocrisy. Solheim took the job in 2016 and quickly outraged colleagues with his nepotism and his profligacy. Among the charges leveled against him. Wasting time and money by rebranding UNEP UN Environment. Parachuting his son into a UNEP internship. Jumping the queue of hundreds of Kenyan students. Allegedly taking his son on a trip to China and diverting another trip for personal reasons and not paying the money back to the UN. Trading the gift of free bicycles to UNEP from the boss of Mobike in return for giving his organization a Champion of the Earth award. Spending €500,000 of the UNEP budget sponsoring Volvo Ocean Races. Creating 25 positions in the UNEP executive office. From a previous 7, at an additional cost to the department of $1.1 million a year. Here is an excerpt from a disgruntled Jacques Hughes letter from UNEP staffers to Solheim. You are hardly available to provide leadership to the organization as you are constantly traveling together with your special assistants, most specifically Hao Chen. Millions of resources have been lost in your business class travels, some of which are not necessary. Some cynics used to the United Nations ways might wonder what the fuss about. Isn't epic waste? Corruption and imperial high-handedness exactly what is required of a senior UN functionary? Still, one thing is for certain. Solheim's departure will alter not one jot the most fundamental problem with the United Nations Environment Programme. It is a total waste of around $600 million a year.